Cousin, good morning. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands. My name is Father Enrique McCartney, St. John's College Chaplain and the Associate Priest at St. Christopher's Parish. Let us pray. Almighty God, whom truly to know is everlasting life, grant us so perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leads to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Eternal God, in whose perfect kingdom no sword is drawn, but the sword of righteousness. No strength is known, but the strength of love. So mightily spread abroad your Spirit, that all peoples may be gathered under the banner of the Prince of Peace, as children of one Father, to whom be dominion and glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. This morning we pray for students taking exams. We pray for the end of all war. We pray for reduction and eventual elimination of crime and violence. We pray for all flooded areas. We pray for work. We pray for the sick. We pray for the confined. We pray for all who have asked for prayer. We also pray for the Anglican Church women who meet in conference this week. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our scripture reading is taken from John 14, 27 through 31a. The reading from the Word of God, written from the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, beginning at the 27th verse. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now, I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, and let us be on our way. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of God, whose Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The 14th chapter of John begins with Jesus giving comfort with these words, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I do not let them be afraid. These words are repeated in our text this morning. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I do not let them be afraid. He says these words in the context of giving peace to his disciples. As someone who is about to die, Jesus was not concerned about his own well-being, but rather, he was concerned about the welfare of his present and future disciples. So he gave them peace. Peace, I leave with you. I want to be clear. Jesus did not wish them to be in a particular state. Jesus did not simply wish them well. Jesus did not say, I hope you get peace soon, sometime in the near future. Jesus actually gave them peace. What is peace? The Hebrew word for peace is the word shalom. Shalom is to be in a state of wholeness, also to restore or make right through payment or restitution. Peace is payment. Peace is to recompense, to reward, to render, to restore, to repay. Shalom is peace in terms of completeness, soundness, welfare. It is safety, soundness in body, in health, prosperity. According to Shalom, peace is quiet, tranquility, contentment, friendship of human relationships with God, especially in covenant relationships. Peace is written in the original Greek as the word eirene. It means to join, literally join or figuratively by implication, peace together, to bring together, to knit or stitch together. Peace signifies prosperity. According to the word eirene, peace indicates that unity and oneness have been achieved. And by further implication, peace is quietness and rest. And peace means that everything is set at one once again. According to Strong's Concordance, you can also make the following conclusions about the definition of peace. Peace produces a state of national tranquility. Peace is an exemption from the rage and havoc of war. Peace creates a sustaining state between individuals that is a harmony, a concord. Peace produces security, safety, prosperity, felicity. And that is because peace and harmony make and keep things safe and prosperous. Peace refers to the Messiah's peace, the way that leads to salvation, that peace. In other words, it is the actual effect of salvation. That is what peace brings, the actual effect of salvation. Peace in Christianity is a tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ. And peace is a condition of a soul which is fearing nothing from God and content with its earthly lot, of whatever that sort is. Peace is also the blessed state of devout and upright men after death. As you may know, peace in the Bible is not just about the absence of conflict or fighting. Peace is more than just no fighting, no war. Peace, according to Scripture, indicates a day when all wars will cease, yes. But peace on earth will be more than just a world with many different nations and cultures coexisting without conflict. Peace is the end of battles. But the end of battles will not cause the world to exist in a perfect state. Perfect peace is only found through and in Christ. Peace is not death. Peace is life. So taking a life or the absence of what is troubling does not equate to peace. Peace is active. Peace is living. Peace, as one writer has put it, he says that it's a garden, not a graveyard. I repeat, he says, peace is a garden, not a graveyard. Peace in this way isn't simply peaceful circumstances and surroundings, but peace is really a calm assurance, even in the midst of turmoil. In other words, peace is an internal and an inward state. Life can be troublesome and complicated, and you may not always like the circumstances and everything around you, but Christ gives peace. In Christ, we possess peace. Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." In fact, if you do not have Christ, you do not have peace. Perfect peace. Christ gives us great abiding and everlasting peace. Also, through the Holy Spirit, we have peace. Galatians 5:22 through 23. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. When the Holy Spirit stirs up in our lives the fruit of the Spirit, it can be made in us. Through the Bible and through the Word of God, we have peace. Psalm 119, verse 165 says, "Great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble." Also, through prayer, we have peace. Through praise and worship, we have peace. Through our obedience, we have peace. Leviticus 26:3 through 6. "If you follow my statutes and keep my commandments and observe them faithfully, I will give you your rains in their season. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield its fruits. Your threshing shall overlap the vintage, and the vintage shall overlap the sowing. You shall eat your bread to the full and live securely in your land. I will grant peace in the land, and you will lie down, and no one will make you afraid. I will remove dangerous animals from the land, and no sword shall go through your land." Peace is what God gives. Peace is what Christ gives through the Father. And peace is how God shows his love for us. He gives us peace. He wants us to know him and experience the fullness of him through peace. Romans 5, verse 1 says, "Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we shall have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." I pray for you, and I want to bid you peace. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the love of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, kindle, we pray, in the hearts of all, the love of true peace, and guide us with your pure and peaceful wisdom, that those who take counsel for the nations of the earth in tranquility. May your kingdom go forward till the end of the earth is filled with the knowledge of your love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. May the strength of God pilot us. May the wisdom of God instruct us. May the hand of God protect us. May the word of God direct us. May the love of God always give us peace. Be with us this day, now and forevermore. Amen.